I think my daughter is concerned for my health as we get closer to Father's Day.
In what way?
Well, we had a conversation as to how we would be celebrating the best day of the year.
Okay.
So why don't we go ahead and talk about what you are doing with me on Father's Day? What you got planned?
So we're going to go to a yoga class, and then you want to go on a walk here, right?
I thought you wanted to go on a hike, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then, I don't know, vibe, hang out.
Are you worried I'm not getting enough exercise? Are you worried about my health?
Okay, no, but you're the one who said a few weeks ago, mind you, this was before Mother's Day when you texted me and said, so you have any plans for Father's Day or what? And then I said, I don't know, what do you want to do? And then you said you wanted to go on a hike. So that's why the hike came in. And then I was at yoga last week and they said that fathers get to go for free. So I thought you'd want to go.
Ah, okay. But you're not like...
Well, it's not going to be a hard yoga class. Okay. It's just stretching.
So it's not like I've got to get Daddy McFlabby out of the house.
No.
Off the couch.
You literally were just off the couch for like 3 weeks.
I know.
I think you're okay.
I look very fit, don't I?
Uh-huh.
All right. But I didn't hear like the word brunch in there or taking me to dinner afterwards.
Well, then I said we could go out to lunch and you said where? And I said, I don't know, you pick. And then you said, oh, how about we go to Montenegro? Like, you're not giving me anything to work with.
Did I mention I was in Europe the last 2 weeks?
I didn't catch that.
Anyway, thank you for my Father's Day presents. Ooh, Roger, your breath, bro.
Ooh. Roger was just trying to say happy Father's Day early to you, John.
Roger needed a puppet. Tic-tac is what Roger needed. I'm just playing along. I obviously am the reason why we are doing what we are doing,
yes.
The hiking. I'm a little bit worried about the stretch class because I'm not a very good stretcher. In classes, the whole word class, this is like, but
that's why you go. So you get better and more limber and more flexible.
Tammy, I'm all about experiences. I told you that. I'm a new guy. European John is a new guy.
Oh, God. European John.
It's getting to be so obnoxious. I'm even making so, like, everything to me seems like, oh, I saw something similar in Europe. I saw something similar in Rome.
Oh my gosh,
those trees remind me of my time in Florence. I was getting gas. This is a true story of how pathetic I am. I was getting gas at the Arco in Carlsbad this morning. I walk in and I'm just like looking at everything with a brighter eye. And
it's an Arco.
You know. I'm like, hello, merchant. What village are you from?
Oh, my God.
Like, what do you want? I said, what smells so good in here? A guy looks at me and says, I don't know, like a microwave burrito? I don't know, man. What are you on? Like 4 a.m, I'm like, everything is so fun. Anyway.
Okay, what Nashville artist had a surprise wedding during the middle of the week? That's coming up next with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Oh, we love love. Love love on the show.
Wednesday, an odd day of the week to typically have a wedding, but on Wednesday, Cole Swindell married Courtney Little in Sonoma, California, and they shared it on Instagram. I'll share it on KSON's social so you can see the picture. Beautiful wedding.
It may seem thrown together quickly for us, but clearly it wasn't. They look fabulous. And what they had to do, I mean, my romantic mind, you know, European John thinks that they just got all swept up in the vibe of being in wine country. They were in Sonoma, after all, one of the beautiful wineries. And they probably looked at each other and said, yes, let's just do this now and snap. But more realistically, there was a blip in Cole Swindell's tour schedule.
Yes.
And this is the only time they can fit it in.
Yeah, he has a show on Friday. Then he has a couple of weeks off. So I imagine that's when they're taking the honeymoon. But just a beautiful bride. Cole looks really sharp, too.
I don't know why. I always kind of just settled down thinking Cole Swindell was going to be one of those bachelors. And it was always obvious that he was looking, you know, like a Dustin Lynch. You know, Dustin Lynch has been very vocal about saying, hey, I'm right here, by the way. So kind of thought Cole was the same way.
Yeah, but see, I always got that he was very quiet about his personal life. It was kind of like keeping it out of the public. We didn't know the wedding was coming, but clearly friends and family did. She had her bridal shower here, and they got married on Wednesday. So congratulations.
833-287-1037. The San Diego County Fair is on, and we're going to get you there. You and your family, a family four-pack for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100. On top of it, 833-287-1037. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. if you are, like producer Jessica is,
uh-huh.
the second you hear this music, apparently something inside you gets triggered. I don't
know.
I mean, that's the Bridgerton theme from what I've been told, because A, producer Jessica is swooning in her studio.
Uh-huh. And you're here on time today. Producer Jessica was late yesterday. We blamed it on Bridgerton, which it kind of was.
Yeah.
Because you were watching it while you were getting ready.
Mm-hmm. Even though I was already late. Yeah. Made me later.
Did you get to finish the episode? What's going on with Bridgerton?
Oh, I binged all four of the new episodes for the rest of the season yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Did I ignore my responsibilities? Absolutely.
Poor Walt still hasn't had dinner.
Walt, our boss. He's like, hey, is this thing done? I'm like, nope, was watching Bridgerton. I'll get it to you tonight.
Meanwhile, Hamby's all worn out from the after effects of Jessica watching Bridgerton.
It's adorable.
I've watched 4 hours. Get in here. So was it all it's cracked up to be, Jessica?
It was so good.
Y'all watch it for the steamy factor, right?
The steamy and the stories. Like, there's so much love storylines and drama. It's very much because it's Shonda Rhimes' show, mm-hmm. and it's based off a series of books. And so Shonda Rhimes of Grey's Anatomy, she created Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice, Scandal. So she's good with the drama.
I picture it. It is like when you see the big romance novels that have all the big fancy covers that usually, what's his face, Fabio used to be on.
Right.
Are those still a thing, by the way?
Sure.
Those Harlequin romances?
Oh, yeah. Sure,
that's
absolutely.
Literally what this show is based off of, those kind of books.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. It's not the type of book a guy picks up and reads, although you might be shocked, John, to pick, just go randomly pick one up next time you're in a bookstore. Open it up in the middle and start reading. You might go, oh, what have I been missing?
Yeah, yeah. And then like five of my biggest, burliest dude friends walk by on the way to like the rugby section of the bookstore. And like, hey, John, what are you... Oh.
That's why you get a Kindle, buddy.
Oh, there you go.
Why do you think I go to the gym all the time now? That's what I'm reading. No spoilers.
Okay.
But it was a very satisfying end to this season. It's too early for all of this talk, huh?
And I think we're done.
There's no doubt that Jessica had a very satisfying end to her Bridgerton. Good Lord.
Oh my God, no!
Too late. You already said it.
Did you hear the big Taylor Swift news? She actually needed a Kleenex during her show.
Oh, no.
And the world still exists today. It's part of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, where we're setting you up with San Diego County Fair tickets. It's next. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Nicole, who's in El Cajon. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Nicole, please do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Time to go, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Nicole, I've got five pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedoorandgatestore.com. A reminder to you, Nicole, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
There is a new Paddington movie coming out. Which bear has been around longer, Paddington or Winnie the Pooh?
Winnie the Pooh.
Several videos have gone viral. Oh, my goodness. Of Taylor Swift dealing with a runny nose during a show in Scotland. Is Scotland in the United Kingdom?
No.
Hot dog competitive eating world record holder Joey Chestnut and fellow legendary competitive eater Kobayashi will face off against each other over Labor Day in a hot dog eating contest. The last time they faced off against each other was the hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July in 2009 on Coney Island. In what state is Coney Island in?
Oh, Florida.
Andrew McCarthy's Brat Pack documentary hit Hulu yesterday. Andrew was in St. Elmo's Fire and Pretty in Pink. The Brat Pack were huge in the 80s. Tell me any other original member of the Brat Pack.
Oh, I have no idea.
And finally, Kate Winslet says kissing Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic, quote, wasn't all it was cracked up to be. What were the names of their two characters in Titanic?
Oh, Jack and Rose.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. Nicole, what you got planned this weekend? Something cool?
Oh, nope, just staying home.
Okay, well, enjoy that. Nothing wrong with being a homebody. Some people think that sounds pretty awesome, actually. Tammy, Nicole, did 2 out of 5 today.
Okay.
There's a new Paddington movie coming out. Who's been around longer? Which bear, I should say, has been around longer? Paddington or Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, that's a really good question, and I have no idea. So I'm going to guess Paddington.
You guessed unwisely. Mm. It was Winnie the Pooh in 1925, Paddington 1950 something.
Oh, okay.
I've not seen a Paddington movie, but I have read that these are some of the most perfectly made movies. Like the reviews are off the hook, mm-hmm. wonderful. I heard there's nothing but sweetness there. One to nothing, Nicole. Several videos have gone viral. Oh my goodness, Tammy, have you read the news? Taylor Swift had a runny nose in Scotland.
Oh God.
Oh my gosh. Is Scotland in the UK?
Is Scotland part of the United Kingdom?
Yes.
No.
Look at that. Nicole didn't know either, so it's still 1-0 Nicole. Hot dog competitive eating world record holder Joey Chestnut and fellow legendary competitive eater Kobayashi will face off against each other over Labor Day in a hot dog eating contest. The last time they faced each other was the 4th of July in 2009, a hot dog eating contest in Coney Island. What state is Coney Island in?
New York.
That's right. Nicole went East Coast as well, but went Florida. 1-1. Tammy, Andrew McCarthy's Brat Pack documentary hit Hulu yesterday. Andrew was in St. Elmo's Fire and Pretty in Pink. The Brat Pack, as you know, were huge in the 80s. Tell me any other original member of the Brat Pack.
Demi Moore.
That's right. Andrew McCarthy, Demi Moore, Emilio Estevez, Anthony Michael Hall, Rob Lowe, Judd Nelson, Molly Ringwald, Ally Sheedy, the original Brat Pack. And I have heard this is a must-watch. 2-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Kate Winslet says, kissing Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic, quote, wasn't all it was cracked up to be. What were the names of their two characters?
Rose and Jack.
And for extra bonus points, what specific city and state was Jack from, according to the movie?
Was it Chippewa Falls?
Chippewa Falls.
Wisconsin.
That's right. Yeah. Nice job, Tammy. Nicole, today Tammy beats you by a score of 3-1, and let's frankly just showing off with that last bonus question. And
set me up for that.
That means you're not going to get any of her money, but we're going to get you a great prize. Don't worry about that.
A family 4-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair, which is happening right now and running through July 7th.
Yay!
Well, now maybe you got some plans this weekend, Nicole. Enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Nicole from Alcohol, and I flunked out of Tammy's College Hollywood Knowledge.
My father thought he could fix anything with crazy glue or duct tape.
Because it's a fact. You can. In fact, Tammy, I'm thinking about going to apply for work at Bill Hall Plumbing, Heating, and Air, Flood, and Restoration.
Okay.
Because I fixed my dryer.
With duct tape?
Yes. I had to.
What was wrong with your dryer?
The dryer hose had a tear in it.
Okay.
Nothing a little duct tape can't cure, and
it's
boom.
Totally true.
Totally fixed.
Listen, men, dads especially, feel like they can fix anything with duct tape.
Because you can.
What has your dad fixed with duct tape? 833-287-1037. I asked my husband, Kurt, yesterday what he has fixed with duct tape.
I have an old pair of shoes at one point that was pretty desperate back in the day.
You fixed a pair of shoes with duct tape?
You know, till I got done with work and I could go get a new pair of boots. Yeah, I just taped the sole was flapping around a little bit in one trip. Yeah, so I just wrapped it up with tape until I could get done with work for that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you think of anything else?
Wounds. Yeah.
You bandaged a wound with duct tape.
Yeah. Didn't have any band-aids. What are you going to do? You know, keep dirt and crap out of it.
Yeah.
Usually at work. That's why I quit that job.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever patch a wound with duct tape. I've heard like super glue in lieu of stitches.
Yeah.
But I guess it's the same thing. I just think that would be so painful to rip
off.
Yeah. There's a Rock movie, not a good one, Skyscraper, where he actually mends a wound, patches himself up with duct tape.
You can't fix it with duct tape. Then you ain't used enough duct tape.
Duct tape was a handy thing, it was always around. Two of the best tools in your toolbox is duct tape and WD-40.
Throw in a multi-purpose screwdriver and you could basically fix anything in the world.
Or a multi-tool. That will take care of all of it because you'll have a knife, you'll have scissors, you'll have pliers, you'll have all of it.
Perfectly timed for Father's Day. What have you fixed, Dads, or what has your father fixed with duct tape? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Anything can be fixed by duct tape. Ron in El Cajon, what are you fixing with duct tape?
Well, let me start off saying I grew up in East Texas. I was goofing off as a kid, and my father, I fell out of a tree and almost broke my finger. my father pulled it back into place, put two ice cream sticks on either side, and wrapped it up with duct tape.
There you go. There's no reason to go to a hospital. No reason to see a doctor.
Not when you have dad around, right?
Yeah, and it was my middle finger, too. And so he told all of his drinking buddies, hey, Ronnie, show him your finger. So I was out flipping him the bird.
Your dad sounds like a funny guy.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Martin, what you got?
Good morning. Well, I fixed a lot of stuff with duct tape, but you forgot to add paper clips because duct tape, super glue, and paper clips.
Okay. Would you throw WD-40 into the mix too?
Oh, well, sure. Why not? I only recently found out what WD-40 actually stands for. Do you guys know?
Do not.
I do, but well, I'm going to go ahead and let you tell
oh,
Tammy,
no,
Martin.
No,
Martin, why don't you go ahead and tell
Tammy? John.
I want Martin to have his moment in the spot. I am not about taking away from the spotlight.
Now I don't want to do it.
Martin, go ahead and tell us. I know, but go ahead and tell Tammy.
I was told it stands for water deterrent number 40 because it was the 40th attempt to create the product.
Exactly right, Martin.
Oh, my God.
I'm never exactly right. Sweet.
Terry in Lakeside, what did dad fix with duct tape?
My dad used to use duct tape to put across my brother's mouth.
He would legit tape your brother's mouth shut with duct tape?
He would literally tape his mouth shut with duct tape. When a dirty word came out of his mouth, the duct tape came out.
Terry, my dad once gave me $20 to not talk for 20 minutes, and he put a piece of duct tape over my mouth. The picture's in the family photo album, no lie.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. Duct tape was a staple in our household.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we can do that now, Tam, like during meetings and stuff for you?
Sure, John. No problem.
My brother still could use the duct tape on his mouth just because the way it goes and goes and goes.
Judging by Tammy's icy look to me just now, apparently so could I. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much. Anthony in San Diego, what are you fixing with duct tape?
A belt.
Yeah, sure, I've heard that. I've heard of duct tape belts. Maggie and Mira Mesa, wrap this up, or duct tape this up. What are we fixing with duct tape?
Actually, the most interesting story is my brother-in-law had his goddaughter visiting, and she's 5 years old. She kept getting out of the car seat while he was driving, so he informed her if she kept doing it, he would stop the car and duct tape her into her car seat.
Right.
Please tell me he did that.
Yes, he did. She started acting up. He pulled over and he duct taped her into her car seat.
Listen, it's a safety issue.
Every time she came to visit, he'd pull out the roll of duct tape, set it on the kitchen table, and she was an absolute sweetheart. She was a spoiled little brat, is what she really was, and thought she could do anything she wanted to do. He just pulled the duct tape out and set it on the kitchen table.
Thank you, Maggie.
Awesome. Okay, take care. Have a great one.
Dance can fix anything with duct tape, even bratty little kids. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Stagecoach tickets go on sale this morning for 2025. However, you're going to win them right now if you're caller 10 and can identify this former Stagecoach artist.
Man, I'm so blessed. It honestly has been like dreams come true. I've got all my friends out here, and we rented this crazy Airbnb, and it's just been beautiful all weekend. So it's like, man, I can't wait to get on the stage, dude. I'm so stoked. I am so stoked.
833-287-1037. Who is that former Stagecoach artist? If you know, you'll get a pair of tickets to Stagecoach 2025. By the way, those tickets go on sale today at 11 a.m.
Who is this Stagecoach artist?
Man, I can't wait to get on the stage, dude. I'm so stoked. I am so stoked.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
On the road again. John and Tammy on the road again.
Samantha is in Escondido. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
Samantha, are you ready to win tickets to Stagecoach 2025?
I am.
Okay, listen to this former Stagecoach artist and tell us who it is.
Man, I'm so blessed. It honestly has been like dreams come true. I've got all my friends out here and we rented this crazy Airbnb and it's just been beautiful all weekend. So it's like, man, I can't wait to get on the stage, dude. I'm so stoked. I am so stoked.
Samantha, who is that former Stagecoach artist?
That is Bailey Zimmerman.
At the crusty age of what, 22? He's already played two Stagecoaches, and it didn't during our interview with him, did it?
Yeah.
Samantha, you did it!
Woo! Holy crap!
I think that's probably the best, most sum-upable quote ever. Holy crap, I'm going to Stagecoach.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
And you got tickets before anyone else can buy them. They go on sale today.
That's insane.
They go on sale today at 11 a.m. Thank you so much for listening to John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show, and congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Tammy Kim is in the beautiful city of Lakeside. How are you, Kim?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm thinking if I were you, I'd spend happy hour at Eastbound today, but that's just me. It's been a while since I've been to Lakeside. Kim, do me a favor. Would you kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, you got to go.
All right. Good luck.
Kim, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You can get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Want to remind you, Kim, also that ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Happy birthday to Chris Evans. Which Avenger is he?
He is Captain America.
The Olsen twins, Mary-Kate and Ashley, turned 38 yesterday. Who was the character that they both played on Full House?
Oh, gosh. I can't remember.
Jerry Seinfeld's son, Shepard, graduated from high school, and his gift was a flip phone. On the show, Seinfeld, what was Jerry's job?
I have never seen it, so I'm just going to go with an accountant.
The missing fiance of former Teen Mom Amber Portwood was reportedly caught in a video. What network aired Teen Mom?
MTV.
And finally, Billy Ray Cyrus and Fire Rose are calling it quits after 7 months. Billy says because of irreconcilable differences, inappropriate marital conduct, and it was based on fraud. Billy was a star on Hannah Montana, alongside, of course, his daughter Miley. Who did Billy Ray play on Hannah Montana?
Did he play her dad?
Yeah, but I need the name, the character's name. I'm sorry. I should have been clearer.
I have no idea.
Okay, let's get Tim back in. Kim, what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend we're going to a friend's birthday party and then hopefully the fair.
Friend's birthday party, child friend or your adult friend?
Child friend.
Ah, so just a birthday party, not a fun birthday party. Yeah. I got you.
Oh my God.
I mean, what? Anything can be fixed by duct tape. Ron in El Cajon, what are you fixing with duct tape?
Well, let me start off saying I grew up in East Texas. I was goofing off as a kid, and my father, I fell out of a tree and almost broke my finger. My father pulled it back into place, put two ice cream sticks on either side, and wrapped it up with duct tape.
There you go. There's no reason to go to a hospital. No reason to see a doctor.
Not when you have dad around, right?
Yeah, and it was my middle finger, too. And so he told all of his drinking buddies, hey, Ronnie, show him your finger. So I was out flipping him with a bird.
Your dad sounds like a funny guy.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Martin, what you got?
Good morning. Well, I fixed a lot of stuff with duct tape, but you forgot to add paper clips because duct tape, super glue, and paper clips.
Okay. Would you throw WD-40 into the mix too?
Oh, well, sure. Why not? I only recently found out what WD-40 actually stands for. Do you guys know?
Do not.
I do, but well, I'm going to go ahead and let you tell
oh,
Tammy,
no,
Martin.
No,
Martin, why don't you go ahead and tell
Tammy? Go John.
I want Martin to have his moment in the spot. I am not about taking away from the spotlight.
Now I don't
want to
do it.
Martin, go ahead and tell us. I know, but go ahead and tell Tammy.
I was told it stands for water deterrent number 40 because it was the 40th attempt to create the product.
Exactly right, Martin.
Oh, my God.
I'm never exactly right. Sweet.
Terry in Lakeside, what did Dad fix with duct tape?
My dad used to use duct tape to put across my brother's mouth.
He would legit tape your brother's mouth shut with duct tape?
He would literally tape his mouth shut with duct tape. When a dirty word came out of his mouth, the duct tape came out.
Terry, my dad once gave me $20 to not talk for 20 minutes, and he put a piece of duct tape over my mouth. The pictures in the family photo album, no lie.
I know. It's crazy. Duct tape was a staple in our household.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we can do that now, Tam, during meetings and stuff for you?
Sure, John. No problem.
My brother still could use the duct tape on his mouth just because the way it goes and goes and goes.
Judging by Tammy's icy look to me just now, apparently so could I. Mm-hmm. So, thank you very much. Anthony in San Diego, what are you fixing with duct tape?
A belt.
Yeah, sure, I've heard that. I've heard of duct tape belts. Maggie and Mira Mesa, wrap this up, or duct tape this up. What are we fixing with duct tape?
Actually, the most interesting story is my brother-in-law had his goddaughter visiting, and she's 5 years old. She kept getting out of the car seat while he was driving, so he informed her if she kept doing it, he would stop the car and duct tape her into her car seat.
Right.
Please tell me he did that.
Yes, he did. She started acting up. He pulled over, and he duct taped her into her car seat.
Listen, it's a safety issue.
Every time she came to visit, he'd pull out the roll of duct tape, set it on the kitchen table, and she was an absolute sweetheart. She was a spoiled little brat, is what she really was, and thought she could do anything she wanted to do. He just pulled the duct tape out and set it on the kitchen table.
Thank you, Maggie.
Awesome. Okay, take care. Have a great one.
Dance can fix anything with duct tape, even bratty little kids. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Stagecoach tickets go on sale this morning for 2025. However, you're going to win them right now if you're caller 10 and can identify this former Stagecoach artist.
Man, I'm so blessed. It honestly has been like dreams come true. I've got all my friends out here, and we rented this crazy Airbnb, and it's just been beautiful all weekend. So it's like, man, I can't wait to get on the stage, dude. I'm so stoked. I am so stoked.
833-287-1037. Who is that former Stagecoach artist? If you know, you'll get a pair of tickets to Stagecoach 2025. By the way, those tickets go on sale today at 11 a.m.
Who is this Stagecoach artist?
Man, I can't wait to get on the stage, dude. I'm so stoked. I am so stoked.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
And Tammy on the road again.
Samantha is in Escondido. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
Samantha, are you ready to win tickets to Stagecoach 2025?
I am.
Okay, listen to this former Stagecoach artist and tell us who it is.
Man, I'm so blessed. It honestly has been like dreams come true. I've got all my friends out here and we rented this crazy Airbnb and it's just been beautiful all weekend. So it's like, man, I can't wait to get on the stage, dude. I'm so stoked. I am so stoked.
Samantha, who is that former Stagecoach artist?
That is Bailey Zimmerman.
At the crusty age of, what, 22? He's already played two Stagecoaches, and it didn't during our interview with him, did it?
Yeah.
Samantha, you did it!
Holy crap!
I think that's probably the best, most sum-upable quote ever. Holy crap, I'm going to Stagecoach.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
And you got tickets before anyone else can buy them. They go on sale today.
That's insane.
They go on sale today at 11 a.m. Thank you so much for listening to John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show, and congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Tammy Kim is in the beautiful city of Lakeside. How are you, Kim?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm thinking if I were you, I'd spend happy hour at Eastbound today, but that's just me. It's been a while since I've been to Lakeside. Kim, do me a favor. Would you kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, you gotta go.
All right, good luck.
Kim, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You can get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Want to remind you, Kim, also that ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Happy birthday to Chris Evans. Which Avenger is he?
He is Captain America.
The Olsen twins, Mary-Kate and Ashley, turned 38 yesterday. Who was the character that they both played on Full House?
Oh, gosh. I can't remember.
Jerry Seinfeld's son, Shepard, graduated from high school, and his gift was a flip phone. On the show, Seinfeld, what was Jerry's job?
I have never seen it, so I'm just going to go with an accountant.
The missing fiancé of former Teen Mom Amber Portwood was reportedly caught in a video. What network aired Teen Mom?
MTV.
And finally, Billy Ray Cyrus and Fire Rose are calling it quits after 7 months, Billy says, because of irreconcilable differences, inappropriate marital conduct, and it was based on fraud. Billy was a star on Hannah Montana, alongside, of course, his daughter Miley. Who did Billy Ray play on Hannah Montana.
Did he play her dad?
Yeah, but I need the name, the character's name. I'm sorry. I should have been clearer.
I have no idea.
Okay, let's get Tim back in. Kim, what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, we're going to a friend's birthday party and then hopefully the fair.
Friend's birthday party, child friend or your adult friend?
Child friend.
Ah, so just a birthday party. Not a fun birthday party. Yeah. I got you.
Oh my God.
I mean, what? All right, Kim did 2 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Chris Evans. Which Avenger is he?
He is Captain America.
That is correct. Kim knew that, 1-1. The Olsen twins, Mary-Kate and Ashley, turned 38 yesterday.
Wow.
What was their character's name? They both played her on Full House.
Michelle.
Oh, I knew that.
I'll give it to you. Michelle Tanner. It's 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Jerry Seinfeld's son, Shepard, graduated from high school. His gift was a flip phone. What? On the show, Seinfeld, what was Jerry's job?
He was a stand-up comedian.
Yeah. Some people haven't seen the show, like Kim. She thought I was an accountant. So it's now 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, the missing fiance of former Teen Mom Amber Portwood was reportedly caught in a video. What network aired Teen Mom?
I believe that was MTV.
That was MTV. Kim knew that as well. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tam, Billy Ray Cyrus and Fire Rose are calling it quits after 7 months. Billy Ray says it's because of irreconcilable differences, inappropriate marital conduct, and it was based on a fraud. So things ended well. Mm. Billy was a star on Hannah Montana alongside, of course, his daughter, Miley. Who did Billy Ray play on Hannah Montana? Character's name, please.
Wow. Hannah's dad? I can't remember.
Billy Ray Cyrus played Robbie Ray Stewart.
Oh, gotcha.
Kim didn't know either. Today, it's a score of 4-2. I'm sorry, Kim, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you.
We do. You have a family 4-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair, which runs through July 7th.
Woohoo!
Kim, enjoy the fair. Have a wonderful weekend. And fortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Kim in Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I can't believe as of 10:30 this evening, It'll be a full-on week since I have been in my homeland.
Were you in Italy? Were you in Greece? Were you traipsing around Europe, John?
Everything that you just said, I will say to you, Tammy, in Italian. See.
I know that you were learning Italian on Duolingo. Did you use it at all?
I tried and I failed miserably.
Aww.
Although I will say, I practiced on a couple of my tour guides. Mm-hmm. I did the old uno cornetto per favore, which of course, is, as everyone knows, is ordering a croissant.
Are you doing that here now?
And then my guide said that my pronunciation was perfecto, Which means perfect. And that...
Could you hear the eye roll?
My server at our last restaurant in Sorrento, which is on the Amalfi Coast, mm-hmm. I ordered, because it was in Italian on my menu, I ordered the item, which was spaghetti with clams, in Italian. Mm-hmm. I preface it by saying, I apologize if I butcher this, but I'm trying to learn how to speak Italian. Mm-hmm. And he also said, maybe he was looking for a tip, I don't know, mm-hmm. but he also said I did a very nice job. So, it seems that people now have picked up on the fact that I have been in Italy.
Is it because every time you walk in anywhere, this happens? just like when you were stuck on wearing the Top Gun costume every time for Halloween, you'd walk in and the Top Gun music would play? Is that what you're doing now?
Because I had the song on my phone and I would play it every time I wore my Maverick Top Gun costume. Yes, yes. But this is a different John, Tammy.
Okay.
That was frivolous John.
Uh-huh.
I'm European John now.
Okay.
Everything I experience here now, I try to see it through my European eyes.
Okay.
And it could be walking through the village and noticing some trees that are indigenous to Carlsbad. Just like, I don't know, the cypress trees are indigenous to Greece. Or like even this morning when I went to get gas at the Arco.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in. I'm like,
okay.
Hello, Arco merchants.
Oh, my God.
What village are you from? Okay, I'm not that obnoxious about it, okay, but I did good. Do this morning. Mmm, what smells so good? My sense of smell, I feel, Tammy, is extra special strong since I've been in Europe, because everywhere I turned, it was a different, unbelievable smell coming from a different restaurant kitchen. So now I'm really on my guard to anything that smells okay. So I asked the cashier, what smells so good? He gives me like this, it's a 4 a.m. type of look. Let's put it that way. And he says, I don't know, just a microwave the burrito.
Yeah, that could be it.
Ah, the burrito. Mm. Yeah, see.
I am so happy for your Italy trip. I am so glad you came back a different person. Here's what I would like to put a moratorium on for next week, though, maybe.
Okay.
Like, when we're in meetings about work that needs to get done, maybe not half the meeting being about Italy.
Yeah, Jessica, you know what? That's unfair. I don't know what... You mean like that one time? I can't help it that our boss is a travel freak and wants to talk about Italy. I just am happy
to
oblige.
That should be on your time.
I'm just happy to oblige. I see. You'd rather actually talk about work stuff in a work meeting than my trip to Italy.
I know. Is that shocking?
That's why we clap. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. A sincere happy flag day from the man whose mom made him dress as Betsy Ross for a Cub Scouts play.
Yes.
That's the disadvantage you have when your mom's the director. And someone has to get dressed in drag and play Betsy Ross. Well, I was dressed in drag before it was a thing, Tam.
Well, there you go. Well, drag has been around for way longer than you have, John.
Betsy Ross over here. Betsy
but
Ross.
I love that. And I love that your mom did that. Of course you're going to help your mommy out. Yes. Happy flag day. Also, John, I want to say happy Father's Day to you and happy Father's Day to my husband. I hope every father listening, I hope Sunday is everything you want it to be.
Do you know I'm doing on Father's Day?
You're going hiking.
Well, the answer is whatever I want.
Oh,
but yes,
there you go.
Yes, I know. It's my favorite day of the year. I love being a dad. Thank you for saying that, Tammy.
Yeah. Another opportunity for you to win tickets to go see Jelly Roll and Morgan Wallen. They are playing together in Las Vegas. We have your next code word coming up at 9:30. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Tammy Kim is in the beautiful city of Lakeside. How are you, Kim?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm thinking if I were you, I'd spend happy hour at Eastbound today, but that's just me. It's been a while since I've been to Lakeside. Kim, do me a favor. Would you kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, you got to go.
All right. Good luck.
Kim, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You can get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. I want to remind you, Kim, also the ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Happy birthday to Chris Evans. Which Avenger is he?
He is Captain America.
The Olsen twins, Mary-Kate and Ashley, turned 38 yesterday. Who was the character that they both played on Full House?
Oh, gosh. I can't remember.
Jerry Seinfeld's son, Shepard, graduated from high school, and his gift was a flip phone. On the show, Seinfeld, what was Jerry's job?
I have never seen it, so I'm just going to go with an accountant.
The missing fiance of former Teen Mom Amber Portwood was reportedly caught in a video. What network aired Teen Mom?
MTV.
And finally, Billy Ray Cyrus and Fire Rose are calling it quits after 7 months. Billy says because of irreconcilable differences, inappropriate marital conduct, and it was based on fraud. Billy was a star on Hannah Montana, alongside, of course, his daughter Miley. Who did Billy Ray play on Hannah Montana?
Did he play her dad?
Yeah, but I need the name, the character's name. I'm sorry, I should have been clearer.
I have no idea.
Okay, let's get Tim back in. Kim, what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend we're going to a friend's birthday party and then hopefully the fair.
Friend's birthday party, child friend or your adult friend?
Child friend.
Ah, so just a birthday party, not a fun birthday party.
Yeah.
I got you.
Oh,
I mean, what? All right, Kim did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Chris Evans. Which Avenger is he?
He is Captain America.
That is correct. Kim knew that, 1-1. The Olsen twins, Mary-Kate and Ashley, turned 38 yesterday.
Wow.
What was their character's name? They both played her on Full House.
Michelle.
Michelle.
Oh, I knew that.
I'll give it to you. Michelle Tanner. It's 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Jerry Seinfeld's son, Shepard, graduated from high school. His gift was a flip phone. What? On the show, Seinfeld, what was Jerry's job?
He was a stand-up comedian.
Yeah. Some people haven't seen the show, like Kim. She thought he was an accountant. So it's now 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, the missing fiance of former Teen Mom Amber Portwood was reportedly caught in a video. What network aired Teen Mom?
I believe that was MTV.
That was MTV. Kim knew that as well. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tam, Billy Ray Cyrus and Fire Rose are calling it quits after 7 months. Billy Ray says it's because of irreconcilable differences, inappropriate marital conduct, and it was based on a fraud. So things ended well. Mm. Billy was a star on Hannah Montana alongside, of course, his daughter, Miley. Who did Billy Ray play on Hannah Montana? Character's name, please.
Wow. Hannah's dad? I can't remember.
Billy Ray Cyrus played Robbie Ray Stewart.
Oh, gotcha.
Kim didn't know either. Today, it's a score of 4-2. I'm sorry, Kim, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you.
We do. You have a family four-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair, which runs through July 7th.
Woohoo!
Kim, enjoy the fair. Have a wonderful weekend. And fortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Kim in Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I can't believe as of 10:30 this evening, It'll be a full-on week since I have been in my homeland.
Were you in Italy? Were you in Greece? Were you traipsing around Europe, John?
Everything that you just said, I will say to you, Tammy, in Italian. See.
I know that you were learning Italian on Duolingo. Did you use it at all?
I tried and I failed miserably.
Aww.
Although I will say, I practiced on a couple of my tour guides. Mm-hmm. I did the old uno cornetto per favore, which of course, is, as everyone knows, is ordering a croissant.
Are you doing that here now?
And then my guide said that my pronunciation was perfecto, Which means perfect. And that...
Could you hear the eye roll?
My server at our last restaurant in Sorrento, which is on the Amalfi Coast, I ordered, because it was in Italian on my menu, I ordered the item, which was spaghetti with clams, in Italian. Mm-hmm. I preface it by saying, I apologize if I butcher this, but I'm trying to learn how to speak Italian. Mm-hmm. And he also said, maybe he was looking for a tip, I don't know, But he also said I did a very nice job. So, it seems that people now have picked up on the fact that I have been in Italy.
Is it because every time you walk in anywhere, this happens? just like when you were stuck on wearing the Top Gun costume every time for Halloween, you'd walk in and the Top Gun music would play. Is that what you're doing now?
Because I had the song on my phone and I would play it every time I wore my Maverick Top Gun costume. Yes, yes. But this is a different John, Tammy.
Okay.
That was frivolous John.
Uh-huh.
I'm European John now.
Okay.
Everything I experience here now, I try to see it through my European eyes.
Okay.
And it could be walking through the village and noticing some trees that are indigenous to Carlsbad. Just like, I don't know, the cypress trees are indigenous to Greece. Or like even this morning when I went to get gas at the Arco.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in. I'm like,
okay.
Hello, Arco merchants.
Oh, my God.
What village are you from? Okay, I'm not that obnoxious about it, but I did do this morning. What smells so good? My sense of smell, I feel, Tammy, is extra special strong since I've been in Europe, because everywhere I turned, it was a different, unbelievable smell coming from a different restaurant kitchen. So now I'm really on my guard to anything that smells okay. So I asked the cashier, what smells so good? He gives me like this, it's a 4 a.m. type of look. Let's put it that way. And he says, I don't know, just a microwave the burrito.
Yeah, that could be it.
The burrito. Mm. Yeah, see.
I am so happy for your Italy trip. I am so glad you came back a different person. Here's what I would like to put a moratorium on for next week, though, maybe.
Okay.
Like when we're in meetings about work that needs to get done, maybe not half the meeting being about Italy.
Yeah, Jessica, you know what? That's unfair. I don't know what... You mean like that one time?
No.
I can't help it that our boss is a travel freak and wants to talk about Italy. I just am happy
to
oblige.
That should be on your time.
I'm just happy to oblige. I see. You'd rather actually talk about work stuff in a work meeting than my trip to Italy.
I know. Is that shocking?
That's why we clap. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. A sincere happy flag day from the man whose mom made him dress as Betsy Ross for a Cub Scouts play.
Yes.
That's the disadvantage you have when your mom's the director. And someone has to get dressed in drag and play Betsy Ross. Well, I was dressed in drag before it was a thing, Tam.
Well, there you go. Well, drag has been around for way longer than you have, John.
Betsy Ross over here. Betsy
but
Ross.
I love that, and I love that your mom did that. Of course you're going to help your mommy out. Yes. Happy flag day. Also, John, I want to say happy Father's Day to you and happy Father's Day to my husband. I hope every father listening, I hope Sunday is everything you want it to be.
Do you know I'm doing on Father's Day?
You're going hiking.
Well, the answer is whatever I want.
Oh,
but yes,
there you go.
Yes, I know. It's my favorite day of the year. I love being a dad. Thank you for saying that, Tammy.
Yeah. Another opportunity for you to win tickets to go see Jelly Roll and Morgan Wallen. They are playing together in Las Vegas. We have your next code word coming up at 9:30. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.